This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of stuff going on in the news. There's a new scandal a-brewing by the Democrats. They got another ploy. Have you seen it? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Democrats will never let up. Oh, yeah, they got a new one. Have you seen? I mean, really. Postal. It's a postal scandal. They've gone postal on Trump. They think that Donald Trump is somehow manipulating the postal service against them. That's why he doesn't want mail-in ballots, because he's got, you know, ooh, yeah. I don't even get it. What's the strategy? What's the play here? He doesn't want mail-in ballots, even though he's got something in cahoots with the postal people, the postmaster general? See, it doesn't have to make sense with Democrats. Wow. Talk about reaching. Or should I say overreaching? You know what happens when you overreach? If you're throwing a punch and you overreach, you don't hit in the sweet spot, you reach too far, your balance is off. And then it's easy for a guy just to grab your fist and pull you out right to the ground. Or it's easy for him to counter. And that's what happens. Every time the Democrats overreach, Donald Trump absolutely hits him with a haymaker. He hits him with a right cross. It just knocks him out. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is what you're listening to. I'm not trying to... I don't need to glamorize or glorify the Trump campaign. You like him, hate him, whatever. I'm going to talk about Trump here in a second after I talk about a little bit of grab bag stuff. But it just amazes me that the Democrats believe that's their strategy. Another thing don't mispronounce Kamala's name. Yeah, it's a terrible thing. You're racist if you don't do that. Then there was a question of her eligibility. We didn't bring it up. Newsweek brought it up, and then they apologized for questioning it. See, because Kamala lived in Canada for a while. Her father's Jamaican. Her mother's Indian. I think they're Americans. I don't know. One of my buddies called me up about it. I'm like, man, what's this got to do with anything? Kamala Harris ain't going to be vice president because Joe Biden is not going to be president. It's a moot point. Well, Kevin, you know, they tried that stuff with McCain. I'm like, look, anybody that wanted to question McCain, his father was an admiral in the United States Navy. He was born in a foreign country because that's where his mother was at the time of his father's deployment. Really? We don't want to call that guy an American? It's insane. Eligibility. Here's what I said about Obama. Was his mom American? Yeah. I don't really care where his daddy was from. His mother was an American. Oh, you don't care about the Constitution. You want to get after me? Fine. I'm as true blue American as you can be, as you can come. I know what to fight for. And I'm not fighting over that. Fight Obama because his policies suck? I'm all in it. But fight him because, I don't know where his daddy was from. Well, you know what? You're going to have a hard time getting black people to go for that because most of us don't know where our daddies are from. And if we do know where our daddies are from, we don't know where they are. So, sorry. It ain't going to be my fight. Do something else. Anyway, the Trump campaign took my tact and said, no, go for it. Yeah, she's eligible. We don't care. Go. That was a sign. I don't know if you guys caught it, but that was a sign. That was the Trump campaign going, we don't care. Remind me who she is. Who is that? Oh, that's Joe Biden's running. I remember. Yeah. We're cool. They could have said, we're going to bring in Margaret Thatcher's from her grave, and Donald Trump would have said, great, fine. Is it the same one from where? From England or one in white countries? Great. No problem. You want to know why the Trump campaign doesn't care? Because there's no reason to care. I gave you some poll numbers last hour. There's no reason to care. Hobart, Indiana's mayor, switched from being a Democrat to a Republican. Doesn't sound like a big deal, right? It's a little town mayor, Hobart, Indiana. Who the heck? What? That's, come on, Kev. That's Bodunk, East Jesus, Kentucky. Who cares? The Democrat switched to being a Republican. Woke up. See, I tell you, there is a woke movement right now. But it ain't the ones the left are talking about. The woke movement is people going, that's what happens when you let Democrats run cities. That's what happens when you let Democrats in power. They will put a server in the basement and they will conspire with our enemies. They don't care that you're overpaying your NATO stuff. They don't care that you're getting taken advantage in trade. They don't care about the currency devaluation. They care about nothing except themselves. I just want to be clear. This is what you get. So everything that happened, all this so-called bad news when Barack Obama beat McCain, you unhappy about that now? When Barack Obama beat Romney, you unhappy about that now? All of it led to the very moment that we're in, where God in his divine wisdom said, I'm going to give you somebody you never thought you would have. I'm going to give you somebody that predicted his own coming. It's almost like Jesus who predicted his own death. He says, I'm going to have to die in order for you to be saved. And Donald Trump says, I'm going to have to die. I'm going to have to lead the life that I love. And I'm going to go do something that I really don't want to do. But I don't see any other way out. I'm not trying to compare the man to Jesus. I'm using Jesus as a metaphor. I don't want Christians writing to me. Kevin, you trying to make Trump into Jesus, man. I thought I was going to, man, I'll have to let you go. Let me go. If you got to let me go, let me go. All right, he's a metaphor. You get it? And all of this is because I want you to reimagine Trump. I want you just to stop. And you can reimagine me easily in your own brain because you can look at the way you thought about him. I've told you stories about friends of mine. John Andrews, man I really respect. And John could not stand Donald Trump, and I couldn't get it because John Andrews is a god to me. And I couldn't figure it out. My brother, my older brother, god to me, the guy that made me, in many instances, the man that I am, the kid that wanted to question everything, that did not believe the hype, that he kept me from becoming a victim of leftism. And he said, I can't vote for him, Kev. And I'm like, really? And I had to break away from people that I consider to be mentors, people that I respect. I said, I have to go a different way. Because you know what? Mentors, I outgrew you. I outgrew you. We outgrew America. We outgrew the elitists, the people that get these Ivy League educations and think they know more than we. We outgrew them, and they are so mad at us for outgrowing them. And let me put it to you this way. I was talking with Victor Davis Hanson. He says to me, Kevin, I would come home sometimes from teaching class exhausted. I tell my wife I'm exhausted because I had argued with my students. We were back and forth. He goes, they don't want to do that today. Professors want to say, I'm right, you're wrong. You're not going to make me look bad. And he goes, but I loved it. I love that witty repartee between two people, two intellects. And he admitted one of his students bested him in an argument. And I said, that's when you grew the most, Victor. You got more to come.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A man who bucked the system, Donald Trump. A man that needs to be reimagined. A man that needs to be reexamined. Because you know what? You changed a lot of stuff about Trump. What you thought about him then versus what you think about him now. And it's still evolving. But the good news is it's evolving positively in his favor. Because you realize a lot more. You know now what you didn't know before. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Trump is the first modern era human candidate since Ronald Reagan. Almost every other president has been a fraud, maybe with the exception of Gerald Ford, because Gerald Ford took over for Nixon, and your VP is kind of a nothing guy. He's just to bring a state. In this case, I think Ford's from Michigan. And Nixon needed the battleground state of Michigan, so he picked Ford. He didn't have any affinity for the man. But all these other presidents were the creations of powerful people, bought and sold. George Bush, bought and sold. Bill Clinton, one of the biggest establishment, you know, bought and sold by special interests. Now, as it turned out, Bill Clinton did a good job because he had people that weren't bought and sold as much with Newt Gingrich and team. And when they did Contract for America, they kept that dude in check. Barack Obama, the biggest bought and sold candidate in the history of the Republic, bar none. George Bush's, Both of them. HWNW, bought and sold. We can look at it now and, you know, I wasn't following politics that close, but I can certainly go back and look in retrospect and go, psst, man, waste of space. People can, look, I don't have anything against them. I think they are a nice family. I like that HW had sons that followed in his footsteps and that they doted on their father and their mother. I love the family angle of the Bushes, but I don't idolize them. And I certainly know that they screw things up. Donald Trump is not bought and sold. You cannot buy and sell him. He is willing to sacrifice his fortune, which is what the founding fathers said we were supposed to do. Lord knows I did it first. Whew, it was ugly. No, it was fugly. Over the decades, folks, we had learned to accept that politicians are liars, they're cheaters, they're tools of the special interest. We pretty much figured out that, look, it's going to be the lesser of the two evils. We also figured out, most of us, that Democrats and Republicans played together. They played a game. Okay, you be in charge for a little while they promoted the singular interests of the elites who got them elected, the guys that were the big money guys behind the scenes. And we pretended not to know what was behind the curtain, but we knew. We knew what was behind there. And it really never mattered who was in office. Because America, over the last multiple decades, has been steadfastly marching, like onward little secular soldiers, into Marxism, into socialism, and ultimately into communism. Now, some of these things aren't as bad as you think. I'm okay with socialism for certain things. I'm okay with certain areas where we say, look, for the public good, let's put in an education system, if it works. I'm okay for the communism that says we all agree that we need a way to get around. So let's put some money in the roads. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? We all agree we need some sort of a system that allows us to fly and, you know, to move about the country by plane as well. So we'll regulate the airways and have an FAA, etc. There are certain things we say, yeah, we can have communal respect for one another and obey certain rules that in a plane, for example, you can't do bomb scares and you can't do certain things you could do elsewhere. We all get that. But what we never were willing to give up is our freedom, our individual freedoms, the freedoms that people are taking away because they go, well, you're not intersectional enough, Kevin. You don't enough that you don't have the experience of a white, of a woman. You don't have the experience of a gay person. You don't have this. So you don't have enough intersections. And I was listening to Jordan Peterson talk about this, and he says, if you bring enough intersections in the things that separate us and make us into special interests, what you end up with is individuals. That's the funny thing about intersectionality, is it gives power back to the individual. Because, yeah, you can lump me into Kevin's black, and he was poor, and, you know, maybe he was less educated or whatever, but as you get into education, how do we do that? There's multiple sections there. We get into opportunity. There's multiple sections there. And by the time you break it down, nobody, statistically, on earth or dead, could ever have been the same individual. And you know what that means? Exactly that. We are all individuals. We don't need diversity, equity, and inclusion because we're all different. There is no group. There is no tribe. The only tribe there is the human tribe. Trump. We get a candidate who's real. And what does the media do? They say he's boorish. He's uncouth. He's vulgar. He's unpresidential. And they gave us a host of unflattering adjectives and descriptions, if you will, of Donald Trump. And very few people of us that were looking at him or were evaluating him stopped to ask ourselves a very simple question. How could such a man achieve so much? I mean, with all those descriptors, he's unhinged. How did he get to where he got? And I'd like to go back and look at the things that, what did I miss? You know, it's like a boyfriend that, you know, that everybody's going, why were you with him? And you go, let me reflect back and see if I saw signs that he was going to be abusive. And as you went back and you reflected, you went, does he possess any good qualities? Because to achieve so much and become so iconic, one would certainly believe that Donald Trump has to show some decency, right? I mean, I went out and looked and I found out, boy, Donald Trump doesn't just donate to Democrats like somebody told me. Donates actually more to Republicans. Shocker. Donald Trump saw a project going on that the city of New York was doing, and he was watching them fiddle around with it, and he says, look, give me the budget, I'll do it on time and whatever, and we'll write a contract for it, and he did it. It was a skating rink or something. Donald Trump let some poor lady, I don't know if it's true or not, you can look it up, but he supposedly let some poor black lady live in Trump Tower when she had nowhere to go. I know he gave Jennifer Hudson's family a place to live in Trump Tower when her family members were killed. I know that's true. What else? What else do we not know about Trump? I heard a dude stop to fix a flat on his limo when Donald Trump was late to something, and a guy pulled over and helped him fix the flat. And he paid for the guy's the kid's education or something like that. I know he bailed Marine Tom Arisi out of Mexican jail. They gave him money after he got out of the Mexican jail to get him a house or something. I know those stories are real. So, where's he an ogre? I look back at him, he had pictures with so many powerful people. He was a billionaire socialite with no seriously bad flaws. He appears to be well-liked prior to becoming president. People sought him out. They sought out his money. They sought out his endorsements. They sought out his partnership. They sought out his friendship. They sought him out as a love partner. Seemed like he had some decency. But why were people wanting to take all these pictures with him? Then he did the unthinkable. He challenged the political elites, and that's where we are. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting a first-hand look at storm-ravaged Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tens of thousands of people are still without power 8 days after hurricane-force winds knocked down trees and power lines. Aligned Energy President Terry Kuba saying,
by midnight on Tuesday evening, at least 90% of our customers will have power available to them. And we will not rest until it reaches 100%.
Senate Republicans are planning to introduce a coronavirus relief bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Senate Republicans are going to propose a coronavirus relief plan that includes $10 billion for the U.S. Postal Service. The bill, they say, would also include $300 per week in additional federal unemployment insurance benefits and another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, as well as liability protections.
USA Radio News. A new saliva test for COVID-19 can be completed in just a few hours and has been authorized for use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Regarding the details of the test, Admiral Brett Gerard tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"It's basically spit in a tube. It does not need a swab. It does not need the special transport media. It does not need some of these chemical reagents called extraction reagents. So it skips many steps up front."
President Trump is headed to Arizona, where he will deliver remarks on immigration in Yuma. It's the president's second campaign trip to the border town since June and the third to the state during the coronavirus pandemic. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar reminding everyone,
"We have to be much more strict because you can't have a pandemic and have a porous border, because all that does is allow more people in with a possibly different mutating type of disease, and you can't get your arms around it."
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
5-year-old Caden Hinnant, no longer here, but still leaving an impact. The community calling for an end to violence against children in his honor at this event organized by some of his family.
Really, everybody just wants answers, you know, for why this was done.
The boy's uncle says Cannon was outside with his siblings playing on his bike when he was shot and killed by this man, Darius Sessoms. He's now booked on a murder charge with no bond following a day-long manhunt.
Play that clip. It's just a reminder of the world that Democrats have set up. This little boy was outside playing, a black dude walked up to him, shot him right in his head in cold blood, and the family knew who he was. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about Donald Trump, a man who wants to stop this senseless nonsense and is hopefully going to be able to do it. I know he's going to get reelected, but I'm saying I hope he really does address this stuff. I think the Democrats have pretty much emptied the gun. But I've been talking about Donald Trump in the sense of reimagining him, that you've probably done it. I want you to know that other people are currently doing it. I played a clip of a black man who said, "I left the Democratic Party in 2011. He's probably going to cast his vote for Donald Trump. Many people are feeling this way. Many. Donald Trump, man that is so accomplished, you got to ask yourself, again, I'm not. You never know people. You don't know them. You can only sort of, if you get good at it, you can sort of gauge how people are. And I'm good at it. I'm not Dr. Feel Good. Not Dr. Feel Good, like a song by Aretha Franklin. I'm not Dr. Feel Good. So those of you don't get too confused with the Negro dialect that I'm speaking. But I'm really good at it. Because I had to be in my previous career. I looked at people to make sure that the deal was going to go down. We're not talking about a $1,000 sale. We're talking about millions of dollars in play. And I wanted to know I wasn't wasting my time. So anyway, you get good at judging people. And I'm looking at Trump and I'm going, look, I get it. He's a blue-collar dude who's a billionaire. But isn't that what we ask of our billionaires? We don't want snobs. I told you guys I did an interview with Victor Davis Hanson, and Victor said, "I couldn't stand the white elitists." He said, "I couldn't stand them. I was a farm kid that went to Stanford. I couldn't stand these guys. They looked down on me. I wasn't a trust fund baby. I wasn't a child of a financier or a banker. It's a trust fund. You know, I was a farmer kid." And that's what they do. These elitists, they look down on us. Everything that they do is a show of their disdain for us. And they can't stand Trump for that reason. So I said, reimagine Trump. And I want you to do that. I want you to go with me here. I want you to imagine for just a second if Obama and Trump switched passed. Donald Trump took on Obama's and Obama took on Trump's. All right? And Trump was a dope-smoking, cocaine-snorting piker whose mother had a reputation as a tramp. I could stop there. We could have an analysis of just that. How would they treat that? They would treat this man as white, totaled white trash. Donald Trump Sr., his father, not senior, but because he's not senior, but his father, even though he was a very wealthy man, he was considered a blue collar. The elites looked down on Donald Trump's money. That's why Donald Trump was so down to earth, is because he was like, I'm one of these guys. I'm one of the guys that built New York, that built Chicago, that built these big cities. I'm not an elitist. But I want you to imagine if Trump left Columbia and mysteriously got into Harvard and then wouldn't reveal his grades, what would the media and other leftists say of him? Would they say his daddy got him in there? Because I've never heard anybody talk very much about how Barack Obama pretty much dropped out of Columbia or transferred into Harvard, won't show his grades, so we don't know how good he was. And on the subject of fathers, imagine if Donald Trump's father abandoned him. Would they create a fake life for the man and glorify his past as a goat herder turned Ivy League PhD? Or would they go, yeah, there's that white trash Donald Trump and his daddy who left him because he wasn't worth it or whatever? You tell me. I'm not trying to put anything. I'm not putting this in your own head. I'm asking you a question because I think that would be one of the options. I don't think they would be looking at Donald Trump as some rags to riches thing where his daddy himself rose to prominence because he was a former goat herder who went on to get his PhD from Harvard. Donald Trump's father did a lot better, as did Donald Trump. And what if Donald Trump, while at Harvard, got appointed president of law review on a technicality? Would they say his daddy made a donation? That's how he got to law review. Because you know how Barack Obama got law review? Barack Obama got law review because he got him to change the rules where he didn't have to be the top student. So he became president of law review. Read his work, the little bit they will let you that's published, and you tell me if he should have been president of Harvard Law Review. Tell me if after graduating from Harvard and you're the president of Law Review, if Donald Trump only got one job offer, and that job was to go to work for a man who's now serving time in prison for fraud, would Donald Trump be looked at differently? We're playing games here, folks. Thought exercise on what if the two switched. Donald Trump and Barack Obama. You're listening to Kevin Jackson right now, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Now let's examine Obama as Trump. Barack Obama, a graduate from Wharton who published his grades. Barack Obama's doting father then provides his son with a loan. Barack Obama, the teetotaler who never did drugs, who took this loan from his father and built a multi-billion-dollar business, or both multi-billion-dollar business. What would they say? What would they say of Barack Obama's father, a black man who hung around and who invested in his son to such a degree because he trusted him? He was so trustworthy, and then that son took the money and became a multi-billionaire and built a brand. A brand that was known for quality and excellence all over the world. And then Barack Obama parlayed that business into a whole other thing in Hollywood, a reality show built around his career. His iconic phrase, you're fired. He's decisive. He's running multiple companies. They trust him so much that they gave him a show where he shows people how to run business, how you make the tough decisions, and on and on. How would they glamorize and glorify Barack Obama if he had Donald Trump's background? And what would they do with Trump if he had Barack Obama's background? How would they view his mother? How would they view his father? how would they view him? How would they view some of the circumstances that Barack Obama put himself in versus Trump? Do you think they would be as difficult on Barack Obama if he had divorces or if he had some bankruptcies but he still had to make his businesses, you know, survive? How do you think they would have done? How do you think the historians would have reported that about him? Just for the record, if Barack Obama had Trump's history and background, many of us, I mean, many of you did vote for that clown, but many of us would have said, you know what? This is a guy that's proven he's ready. Everything he's done. What if Barack Obama had done these interviews with Rona Barrett and these interviews with Larry King where he talked about the financial condition of America and how we were taken advantage of and how if he were in office, he would change things. He would stop people from taking advantage of us. What about that? Just a thought exercise, folks. Easy to do. I'm not giving you any answers. I'm just asking you some questions. I wonder how things would be different. Well, I think you know. I think you know that you switch anything we're talking about here. You switch Russian collusion with Barack Obama, it doesn't happen. You switch the Ukrainian coercion with Barack Obama, it doesn't happen. That impeachment would never happen. None of that stuff would happen. But the Democrats who know, who can, if you, as I say, apply Donald Trump's past to Barack Obama, that's how the Democrats should be treating this president. Ask yourself, what if Barack Obama says, not only am I going to divest of everything that has any sense of propriety, impropriety, and, you know, I don't want any conflicts. I'm divesting of all business. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to give my salary away. I don't want any money from the government. What do you think people would say about Barack Obama? Do you think they'd ridicule him? Talk about how little it was? Do you think they'd still be looking for his taxes? I could go on. I could play this game all day. Because I think you know what I'm talking about. The double standard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is kind of a grab bag segment. Don't you guys think? I think it is. The audience doesn't know yet. So I saw this thing that said, she's AOC without the bartending experience. Talking about Kamala Harris. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. She's AOC without the bartending experience. What is AOC without the bartending experience? A loudmouth little Puerto Rican chick. That's what she is. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of AOC, she's been given 60 seconds to speak at the DNC convention. That's 60 seconds too much. Even if they had said, we're going to give you 15 seconds, as much as that's a slap in the face, it's still too much. It just goes to show you how radical the Democratic Party has become, because it has to kowtow, even though it's only giving her 60 seconds, and it's trying to embarrass her into not going. She's going to take it. And you know what else she's going to do? She's going to talk longer than 60 seconds, and she's going to say, they're not going to shut me down, and I will never be shut down. And they're going to give her a platform to make herself bigger and bigger. Oh, boy. We break it down for you here at the Kevin Jackson Show, don't we? But we're in the grab bag segment, so I can't spend a whole lot of time. My producers always go, you end up making like one topic, a whole thing. Well, if I do, so what? It's because it deserves it. Yeah, don't get all upset with me. Remember who's the El Jefe here, guys, and who are the people who work for the El Jefe. Yeah, I don't pull rank very often, but sometimes I do. George Papadopoulos said, Biden is running predominantly on raising taxes, giving up his presidency in 2021, making sure we're all forced to wear a mask while shutting down the country for an indefinite time. Hope. Hope. George Papadopoulos. Yeah, I'm going to get him on the show one of these days. He thinks, George, come on, George, wake up, dude. I know I may not have the audience of these other guys, but in retrospect, people are going to be listening to my show years from now and say, man, that brother was rough. He was tight. He was amazing. Jim the Matrix, no, I'm sorry, in the Matrix said this. I'm just going to leave this here. Twitter followers, Joe Biden, 8.3 million. Kamala Harris, 4.8 million. Donald Trump, 85.1 million Twitter followers. That is astounding. Wow. I got 76,000. I've lost 100. How many do we have? Yeah, I know it's over 75 and it's less than 80. And I should have... I'm gonna make a bet, you know, like a just a thing here, conjecture. Not trying to give myself too much credit, but I think if Twitter really unhinged me, unchained me, I would probably have about 2.3, maybe 4 million, 2.3 to 4 million people. I honestly believe that because we are profound on Twitter. Do you know how many people I meet? And they go, Kevin, I'll follow your Twitter page, and I go, oh Lord. They go, no, I like it, I like it. Because see, on Twitter, I go off. I'm not going to lie. I lose my religion, as my grandmother says. Cam Bree, she's a up-and-coming young girl. I think she's with Turning Point. She wrote this. We are the silent majority. We get no airtime. We don't burn things down. We work. We salute the flag. We respect law. We appreciate military. We are the backbone of this country. We are invisible until we vote. You can bet come November we'll be heard and it will be deafening. And I agree with her. I tell people who listen to this show all the time, the iceberg under the water, the part of the iceberg under the water in 2020 is bigger than it was in 2016. And we kicked butt. It is bigger. If you think Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can beat Donald Trump, they can't do it. They can't even do it cheating. You don't need to worry. Now, that doesn't mean you don't get involved. You go become part of the election board, work for the Republicans. You spread the word. You do everything you possibly can. Because Donald Trump is going to get, in my opinion, I believe this, he'll get more of the popular vote than at any point in history. He can't do much better electorally. Because he's not going to win California. He's not going to win Massachusetts. He's probably not going to win Oregon, some of these real leftist enclaves, but he'll win everything else. It would be a sweep like Reagan if we had a different type of world. That's what I believe would be happening. Okay, I talked about this not long ago, but I didn't cover it as Rudy Giuliani's tweet, but he says, President Trump just made history again. Even Biden described it as historic. It is. The UAE-Israeli agreement is the first time ever a Gulf Arab state agreed to recognize Israel. Obama-Biden couldn't do it because they favored Iran, the biggest state sponsor of terrorism. Big deal what Donald Trump did, but you know what? It was big deals in the time of Trump. Have 2 days in the news cycle. But Barack Obama had done this, we would spend weeks on this. People would be analyzing, how did he do it? When did he do it? How could he have brokered this when he was under so much fire? The Republicans are after him. They were talking about Obamacare and the budget and how was he able to do it? Trump is under fire in every way, shape, and form, taking shrapnel from everywhere. And he goes, oh, and by the way, I got UAE to recognize Israel. I'll see you guys in the morning. I mean, easy. Easy peasy. Oh, man. You got to love it. What else we got in the hodgepodge? Oh, Maureen O'Connell tweeted this. 300 Florida testing centers busted for giving 100% positive results. Actual numbers, less than 10%. Hopefully jail time. You know what she's talking about, right? Talking about positive results for Wu Flu, for COVID-19. Biggest scam ever. And for those of you who go, it's just a mask, because we've talked about this, and I've run, you know, guys talking, playing the different clips. Hey, why not? Well, let's play one now. My producer's like, yeah, good. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and tell the audience, but let's play it.
Every school from primary to university is currently lost at sea with no compass. No one has a clue how to open their institutions without breaking protocol, because their systems were literally designed to pack as many kids into one place as possible. Everything from small classrooms to lunchrooms to gymnasiums were built with the exact opposite of social distancing in mind. How in the hell do you reverse that and educate at the same time without rebuilding all the schools from scratch? You don't. They don't have the money or time. The ideas being floated around now literally turn an average school into a social distance circus. Temperature checks at the door, no changing rooms, eat lunch at your desk, designated bathroom breaks, no sports, no assemblies, no buses, no dances. You come in, you sit down, you shut up, you leave. It all sounds like a dystopian movie, but it isn't. It's very real, and by the way, how do you convince any kid under fourth grade not to be next to other kids? And don't get me started on churches. Almost all of them went down without a word of protest. For the greater good, of course.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Just a mask, right? Just a mask. They keep mandating more and more. Now, American Airlines says, don't wear the ones that have mesh. The ones that I literally made to say, I'm going to breathe through a mask. So they're mandating that. And what did I tell you? I said they're going to be telling you the type of mask you can wear soon. Yeah. So watch what happens. So if it's just the mask, let me ask you this. Is it just the gun? What's next? Like this guy implies, you rolled over easily. Within a short amount of time, they made the having a mask like, oh, gee, without a mask, you're killing people. Well, what does a gun do? It kills people. So your air, the very breath you breathe, the oxygen, when they can't tax it, they make you keep it in. And you do it. And they tell you, it's dangerous. You've got danger coming out of your mouth. And you don't think they can spin that on your guns in an instant? You know, it's funny to me. Who protects your First Amendment rights? We know who's the biggest Second Amendment group out there. The NRA. We all know, right? Who's protecting your First Amendment rights? Your ability to say, I'm not wearing a stupid mask. Can you even hear people through it? I was listening to some guys criticize de Blasio, and it was like, and de Blasio, and then, you can't even hear. Have you had to ask somebody, hey, could you take your mask? I can't even understand you. I have. But the point is, they get you. Nobody protecting your First Amendment rights, because it's supposed to be you. You know what protects your First Amendment rights? Your freaking mouth. That's what. But are they doing that? Are you protecting your First Amendment rights? No. We just, as this guy said, you just rolled over. No big deal. Let them have what they want.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.